Hello, welcome everybody. This is the Kusnak Practice podcast that you're listening to. This is Philippe Rovert. I'm the Global Sales and Marketing Specialist here at the Kusnak Practice. I am this morning with Dr. Med Katayoon Hassanpour. She's the lead psychiatry and psychotherapy specialized in trauma. Good morning.
Good morning, Philippe. Thank you so much for the kind introduction.
We're here this morning, Katayoon, to discuss the Lady Gaga's battle with depression. This is very interesting for us, and I would like to hold this occasion of this headline in the press so that we can bring a little bit, cast a little bit of light on this depression. Can you tell us more about this with Lady Gaga admitting that she suffers from depression? What kind of signs should loved ones look out for which indicate this condition?
So what might be visible for family members is, for example, a withdrawal from social contact. That the person withdraws, maybe not react to calls anymore, does not want to meet up anymore. The person is withdrawing from the contact. We have specific and less specific symptoms. What people might notice quite early is, for example, a disturbance of sleep. This means falling asleep, sleeping through, so being woken up at night, and also early morning awakening, that you wake up before the alarm clock rings and cannot fall asleep anymore. Then there might be a loss of appetite, which also might be visible to others. There are other symptoms that might not be visible to anybody from outside if the person doesn't share them. For example, hopelessness. We really have to address this in our assessments, but maybe the person even themselves are not aware of it. What also might be visible is a loss of joy, anhedonia we call this. You don't find joy in the activities that were pleasurable before. And also a lack of energy and drive, which means people also, as they withdraw, for example, spend significant time at home, lying on the sofa, lying in bed, which also becomes visible to the environment. These symptoms that I mentioned are symptoms that might be visible to others. Then, of course, sadness, crying, also crying without any reason, might occur and be visible. And then, of course, there are symptoms that need a profound discussion on that.
From the symptoms then in common in depression, what kind of treatments do you recommend to those suffering from it then?
It's very important to detect the depression first, to first diagnose the depression. So this is done by a psychiatrist. Psychotherapist can also be a psychologist, of course, but this needs profound diagnosis. Here we have also psychometric tests to support this, but the most important is the clinical impression. And then there are therapeutic options. The options we have is a pharmacological treatment with an antidepressant and also psychotherapy, which both are recommended and combined in the therapy of a depression.
Lady Gaga describes her state at times as catatonic, and she admits that she has daily suicidal thoughts. Are these common characteristics associated with depression, you think?
These are typical symptoms we see in a severe depression. So we find in a severe depression, we find that the person describes being paralyzed, as Lady Gaga describes it as catatonic, for example, lying in bed, not being able to move. This can be accompanied also not moving. It can be accompanied by an inner restlessness, which is very hard to stand, actually. And also suicidal thoughts, which are always a great risk if people have also intentions to act out and risk their life, actually. So this is, of course, a situation when we as psychiatrists are highly alert and have to intervene to rescue the person's life.
Within your role precisely at the Kusnak practice, and particularly in that trauma specialty that is yours, have you seen an increase in the number of cases of depression, particularly in the light of the global pandemic, for instance?
Yes, I do. I don't have an exact number I can provide you with, But patients that address us, that we assess, for example, or that also come to treatment, mention that one of the factors that contributes to the deterioration is the pandemic situation, also as regards social isolation. The virus might cause anxiety. So, there are many aspects of this that contribute to a deterioration.
And Lady Gaga admits that throwing herself back into her art helped ease her depression. Can music and art be an effective tool in this way? And what other coping strategies can an individual suffering from depression employ to help deal with?
It is very important to establish a day structure. So to wake up at a certain time, to have the meal times, then to activate the patient. That means encouraging the individual to also do sports, to work out. This is very, very helpful. To stick to a daily routine, basically. So not staying in bed, but getting out, whatever the energy level allows, but at least to spend a couple of hours being in motion and doing things and getting back to a day structure. So this is very helpful. And then it depends on the individual, what the individual is responsive to. So in case of Lady Gaga, it's art that helped her. This also can be other occupations. Sometimes it's helpful if it's something meaningful, but this is not necessary. We use in our treatment music therapy and art therapy basically to access the emotion of the patient. So the emotion of the individual, what is inside you, what you probably are not able to express verbally.
And when public figures such as Lady Gaga come forward to speak about their depression in this way, do you think it helps others to face up to and deal with their own issues with depression? Do you think it's bringing them to speak about what they feel?
Yes, I absolutely think so. I think it's also great that Lady Gaga opens up on this. As we know, psychiatric disorders or mental health issues are highly stigmatized in society. So people try to avoid speaking about it and be transparent about it because they are afraid of social disadvantages. So, for example, also people who are employed, for example, at their job or when it's about a career and the next steps of recruitment, for example. So people still have suffer from disadvantages being open about mental health issues. And I think talking about this, also talking about this with you, Philipp, and getting an awareness in society, I think this already helps people to address, to see a doctor, to get help immensely.
And would you expect to see the number of people coming forward with depression and diagnosis to increase in the light of the admission that someone has a high profile as Lady Gaga suffers from it? Do you see this increasing in the near future?
I think the numbers might increase, absolutely, but this is not due to increasement of depression in general, but because it is a diagnosis which is highly underdiagnosed because people don't get into treatment. People that have a depression are not diagnosed with a depression. Depression is a common disease, so many, many people suffer from it, but don't access a psychiatrist or don't address their symptoms to anybody that might provide them with help and get them into treatment. There is a high number of undiagnosed depressive human beings in society, which we hope to address, and we are eager to provide help to them.
Thank you, Kata Yun, for answering these questions this morning. I was this morning with Kata Yun Hassanpour. She's the lead psychiatrist specialist in psychiatry and psychotherapy here at the Kusnak Practice. We are reinventing the experience of care here, the Kusnak Practice. We are the global leaders in innovative care services.